A confined space is defined as a space that meets all of the following conditions. First is adequate size and configuration so that the employee can physically enter and perform the job. Second, limited or restricted means of access and egress. And third, not designed for continuous employee occupancy. Now, there are different examples. When we say adequate size and configuration, could be a tank or a vessel that are large enough so people can enter. When we say limited or restricted means of access and egress, when it is difficult to get in or out of a manhole, or rescue or evacuation could be a challenge. Not designed for continuous occupancy, where people may enter the area only for the task specific, could be construction work, repair, inspection. Now, a permit required confined space meets all of the criteria of a confined space plus one of more of the following criteria. One is that contains or has the potential to contain a hazardous atmosphere. The other one is that contains a material that has the potential to engulf an entrant. And the third condition is that has an internal configuration so that could trap or asphyxiate an entrant, like inward coverings, walls, or a floor that slopes downwards and tapers to a smaller cross section. Or another condition could be that contains any other hazardous or serious safety and health hazard, like electrical or mechanical condition. And what are the atmospheric hazards? Oxygen deficiency, less than 19.5%, or oxygen enrichment, more than 23.5%. Also, flammable atmospheres, more than 10% of lower explosive limits, or toxic atmosphere, like toxic contaminant in excess of the permissible exposure limit value. Now, what are the confined space entry roles? So we have the authorized entrant, the attendant, and the entry supervisor, right? So the authorized entrant is the employee who is authorized by the employer to enter a permit space to perform work. And the attendant is an individual stationed outside of one or more confined spaces that monitors the authorized entrant, and they perform all of the duties specific to an attendant that are assigned in the confined space entry program. And the entry supervisor, this is the person responsible for determining if acceptable entry conditions are present at a permit confined space where entry is planned. That person authorized entry and oversee entry operations and terminate entry as required and necessary. We also have the rescuer or the rescue service. These are trained and qualified personnel designated to rescue employees from the permit required confined space. So what are the entrant roles and responsibilities? This person must be aware and informed before entering to the confined space, participate in pre-job discussions when a permit is issued, understand the scope of work, accepted work procedure and expectations, know the restrictions before entering the confined space, like non-sparking tools in potential flammable atmosphere, for example, or not switching off a personal atmospheric monitor, use a respirator or any other PPE. The authorized entrant must clearly understand the JSA and permit requirements, agree and accept and follow the method of communication with the attendant, two-way radio or voice command, ensure the evacuation and retrieval methods and procedures are clearly understood, and know the function of his or her role for using safety devices and equipment as applicable to the job. This person must wear all required PPE, including the personal atmospheric monitor. Ensure that the atmospheric monitor is calibrated and verify that other safety devices are in place, like fire extinguishers, emergency lights, check surrounding areas, and alert the attendant. Also, the authorized entrant is responsible for alerting the attendant if signs of illness or symptoms of exposure to a dangerous atmosphere appear, like feeling sick or drowsy or nauseous or passing out or feeling shortness of breath or headache or an unexpected or prohibited condition occurs, like leakage or fire, smoke or flooding. And of course, exit the confined space immediately when a hazardous condition or situation occurs, or if notified by the attendant or entry supervisor, when an evacuation alarm is activated or a personal atmospheric monitor alarms as well. And in case of an evacuation or retrieval, the authorized entrant, if trained, shall participate and assist in case of an evacuation, work as a team per the directions from the entry supervisor and attendant and or rescue personnel, and follow the evacuation plan and the GSA and cooperate by helping co-workers as needed. The attendant roles and responsibilities are more related to the administrative control. That person is responsible for preventing unauthorized entry into the confined space, ensure that required barricades and signs are maintained, remain at the entry point of the confined space during the entry, and never enter the confined space or leave the confined space unless relieved by another authorized attendant, and never assume the role of a rescuer unless that person is relieved by another attendant and is also trained and qualified as a certified rescuer. The attendant also keep an exact count of the entrants inside of and outside of the confined space, continuously monitor the atmospheric condition inside and maintain a record at least once every hour on the permit. Obtain monitoring results from the entrants and record them if necessary, and monitor the activities within and around the confined space to determine if it is safe for workers to remain in the space, and also keep a watch out or maintain communication with the entrant. If entry permit requires or condition allowed, a single entrant should always remain within the attendant's sight. And in case of an emergency or retrieval, the attendant must check and ensure that the arrangement for evacuation and mechanical retrieval are available and in proper working conditions. This person must understand the emergency plan and attend training on how to use these devices and order an evacuation if the conditions warrant. Use non-entry retrieval equipment to help evacuate a worker that is down, and inform the entry supervisor and rescue team as soon as an emergency situation is sensed. For an electrical powered retrieval system, that person must ensure that the system is energized and stop work if the evacuation system is inoperative. And the entry supervisor is responsible for verifying and ensuring that entrance attendants and rescuers are qualified and have the necessary training, and the roles and responsibilities specific to the entry are clearly understood by the crew, and all possible hazards are explained, and pre-job discussions are held, and all permits, GSAs, are properly completed, and a rescue team or arrangements for rescue are available, and there are pre-entry check requirements for an entry supervisors. This person must evaluate the hazards and ensure that the confined space entry is classified correctly, perform the initial entry and re-entry atmospheric monitoring, perform a pre-entry safety inspection, provide all entrants and attendants with individuals' personal atmospheric monitors, and ensure that the personal atmospheric monitors are calibrated and suitable for the potential hazards, and ensure that the rescue or retrieval arrangement is in place and in working condition and suitable for the task, and ensure that communication devices are used and in working condition as well, and ensure that suitable personal protective equipment and safety devices are used. In post-entry, the entry supervisor then is responsible for canceling the permit at the job site and conducting a debrief on the entry and discuss any improvement scopes, or ensuring that all personnel, tools and equipment have been removed, and ensuring that the entry ports are blocked and secured to prevent unauthorized entry, and file the respective permits and forms accordingly. What do you already know about maintaining safety in a confined space? If you find this episode helpful, please feel free to leave your comments and a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Hit the like button and share. Sharing this educational content may save lives and help us work safer.